Here, eat these cherries. You know you like cherries. Once Greg Noble and myself had gone to Charlotte to work on a computer network at the Charlotte Associated Brokers office. And after we finished the job, I told him that he ought to go to visit Grandma and Grandpa with me. We arrived at the Conrad house, and of course, Grandpa demanded that immediately we head down to the Colonel's and get a load of Kentucky Fried Chicken. I vainly attempted to explain to him that we had just finished eating a huge all-you-can-eat lunch buffet an hour earlier. He would not hear of such incidentals. He wanted our guests to have some chicken, and so that's what we were going to do. Well, we went down to the KFC, and Grandpa bought a huge load of chicken, a big bucket with all the fixings. And although Greg and I were fully stuffed from our all-you-can-eat buffet, Grandpa was determined that this chicken was not going to go to waste. Although we ate chicken until we were sick, there were still several large pieces left in the bucket. As we sat there, trying to cope with our queasiness from massive overeating, Grandpa rose from the table, grabbed the large leg and thigh quarter remaining in the bucket, and thrust it in my friend Greg's face. Here, eat this. He demanded of Greg. Greg politely declined, explaining that he had already eaten so much that he was a bit queasy. Grandpa was having no such foolishness. Here, take it. Eat it. I want you to eat it. He bellowed at Greg. This took Greg completely by surprise, and he reluctantly took the chicken and made a gallant attempt to eat the entire piece, much to Grandpa's satisfaction. We thought we were thus out of the woods, but Grandpa was not finished yet. He strolled over to the cabinet and began rummaging about. He produced a jar of maraschino cherries that, judging from the label and their dark brown color, appeared to have been of a 1940s vintage. He brought them back over and thrust them toward us and said, "Here, eat these cherries. You know you like cherries." Now, neither Greg nor myself particularly cared for maraschino cherries, especially ones that had sat in the cabinet for 20 or 30 years. Just the sight of the cherries was making me feel sick, and I knew Greg felt the same way. I don't remember how we managed to do it, but somehow we avoided eating the cherries.